WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, fam. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. Your girl Brooklyn Weston here, ready to dive deep into some real talk about something we all struggle with at some point in our lives. Forgiving ourselves. You know that feeling when you mess up, and that little voice inside your head starts playing a loop of, you should have done better. Or maybe it's that gnawing sense of regret that just refuses to let go. Yeah, I feel ya. But guess what? Holding on to all that anger and resentment isn't doing us any favors. In fact, it's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It drags you down, makes every step harder, and prevents you from moving forward. But hey, we're Stoics here, so we don't believe in dwelling in negativity. We choose to see the bigger picture, learn from our mistakes, and ultimately, forgive ourselves. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you on your journey to self-forgiveness. 1. Understand that mistakes are part of the human experience. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Nobody's perfect, not even Beyoncé. Expecting perfection from ourselves sets us up for disappointment. Embrace those stumbles as opportunities for growth, valuable lessons disguised as blunders. 2. Separate your actions from your identity. You are not your mistakes. It's easy to get caught in the trap of defining ourselves by our actions, especially when things go south. But remember, you're a complex individual with countless strengths, talents, and qualities beyond that one slip-up. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend who's struggling. Imagine your best pal messed up, what would you say to them? Probably something encouraging and supportive, right? Offer that same compassion to yourself. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's how we learn and grow. 4. Focus on solutions, not dwell on the past. Dwelling on past mistakes only keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Instead, channel your energy into finding solutions and moving forward. What can you learn from this experience? How can you prevent similar situations in the future? 5. Forgive yourself. Seriously, it's time. Holding on to grudges against ourselves is like constantly carrying around emotional baggage. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about releasing yourself from the burden of negativity and allowing yourself to heal and move on. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're prepping for a big presentation at work, one that could really make a difference in your career. You've been practicing for weeks, nailing every detail, feeling confident and prepared. But then, during the actual presentation, you stumble over your words, forget a key point, and suddenly feel like the whole room is judging you. It's humiliating. You leave that presentation feeling deflated, replaying every mistake in your head. You berate yourself for not being perfect, for letting everyone down. But here's the thing. We all have those moments where we fall short of our own expectations. It happens to even the most seasoned professionals. The key is how we choose to respond. You can choose to let that one stumble define you, or you can choose to learn from it. Acknowledge that it happened, feel the disappointment, but then gently remind yourself, it's okay. I'm human. Everyone makes mistakes. Focus on what went well, learn from the missteps, and move forward with a renewed sense of determination. Self-forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. It takes time, patience, and a willingness to be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you let go of the weight of self-judgment, you create space for growth, healing, and genuine happiness. So, embrace those imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and most importantly, forgive yourself. You deserve it. Ready to level up? Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-compassion. Let's spread the love. And remember, keep practicing, keep growing, and stay stoic. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.